Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's Castle Report. This is Friday, the 5th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. I will be talking about the Christian High Holy Day of Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, as some people call it, along with Transgender Visibility Day, which tragically this year occurred on the same day, thanks to the President of the United States. Yes, folks, my beat today is spiritual, although I admit theology is not my strong suit. I will endeavor to do my best. Whether or not you are a Christian and whether or not you are a believer in the biblical account of creation, i.e., quote, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, end quote. That's from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. There is a sentence that humanity has understood throughout man's time on this earth until just a few short years ago. Quote, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. End quote. That's from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. That sentence says that there are only two genders in the created order, two sexes, male and female. Sunday, March 31st, was Easter in 2024, the holiest day on the Christian calendar. It is a day that Christians believe Jesus died to pay for the sins of created humanity, not to celebrate those sins. It is the day when we Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then he's still buried somewhere, and we as Christians are lost. Christianity fails. God saw all of humanity created in his image, condemned without a way of redemption, so he gave his son as the sacrifice for that sin so we would not have to pay it ourselves. That, I argue, is the very essence of Christianity. This past March 31st was doubly tragic because it gave those who reject the created order of God a chance to celebrate that rejection through Transgender Visibility Day. I ponder this because it's not as if this tiny section of the population is not already the most visible segment of people in America. The president, who says he's Catholic, used the day as a chance to make political points with his base. I tell you right now, folks, his base must be a pretty strange group of people if they still support Joe Biden after this. The president welcomed Transgender Visibility Day by saying, quote, today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. He went on later to say, quote, you are made in the image of God. You are worthy of respect and dignity, end quote. He went on and on about the travails of the group of people he celebrated. His official language concluded with this emphasis, quote, in the year of our Lord, end quote, many churches, corporations, and politicians joined him in celebrating his words and his proclamation. Apparently, the president did not come up with the idea of Transgender Day of Visibility on March 31st specifically to insult Christians, but he simply chose not to move the day or to ignore the day, despite the fact that he would be spitting in the faces of Christians across the world. My understanding is that the day was started 15 years ago by President Obama, who chose March 31st to set it apart from the Transgender Day of Remembrance in November and from Pride Month, which is the entire month of June. He also had to work very hard to keep from bumping into one of the many other days already set aside to celebrate this condition. Let me just take a few minutes, folks, to list some of the days of celebration we already have. January 3rd, Friday, International Fetish Day. February 12th, National Freedom to Marry Day. February 25th to 29th, Aromatic Spectrum Awareness Week. March, Bisexual Health Awareness Month. March 1st, Zero Discrimination Day. March 20th to 24th, National LGBT Health Awareness Week. March 31st, International Transgender Day of Visibility. April 6th, Asexuality Day. April 22nd, Day of Silence. April 24 to 30, International Lesbian Visibility Week. April 26th, International Lesbian Visibility Day. May 7th, International Family Equality Day. May 16th, National Honor Our LGBT Elders Day. May 17th, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Transphobia. May 19th, Agender Pride Day. May 24th, Pansexual Panoramic Visibility Day. June, Pride Month. June 26th, anniversary of same-sex marriage legalization. July 6th, Omnisexual Visibility Day. July 10th to 16th, Non-Binary Awareness Week. July 14th, International Non-Binary Day. July 16th, International Drag Day. September 17th to 23rd, Bisexual Awareness Week. September 23rd, Bisexual Visibility Day. October, LGBTQ History Month. October 8th, International Lesbian Day. October 11th, National Coming Out Day. October 18th, International Pronoun Day. October 19th, Spirit Day. October 22nd to 28th, Asexual Awareness Week. October 26th, Intersex Awareness Day. November, Trans Awareness Month. November 5th, Transparent or Transgender Parent Day. November 8th, Intersex Day of Remembrance or Intersex Solidarity Day. November 12th to 18th, Trans Awareness Week or Transgender Awareness Week. November 20th, Transgender Day of Remembrance. December 1st, World AIDS Day. December 8th, Pansexual Pride Day. December 10th, Homosexual Rights Day. Okay, folks, mercifully, I'm finished with the gender confusion calendar. That doesn't excuse Joe Biden from bringing forward this lie year after year. He must have known, or at least I'm sure whoever is running things up there in Washington knew that Easter would eventually fall on March 31st. His proclamation was designed not to heal but to divide. His spokesperson said he would never abuse his faith for political purposes. Another obvious lie. Christians and those who are just conservative responded with outrage, which gave him the opportunity to heal, but instead he chose to scream bigot at them. Bigot. There is a valid reason for outrage if one is a Christian or even if one remembers the faith from his childhood, from his parents. Jesus told us about those who mock us and hate us, for he said, "They first hated me." It's all about Jesus because these satanic people hate him. Therefore, they hate us. In Revelation 3, verse 1, Jesus said, "Those people appear alive, but they are dead. They lie the lie of the present, rubbing our noses in his blasphemous perversion is evidence of a deeper lie." Did God really make us male and female? Did he really make only two genders? Perhaps God made a mistake. Perhaps he forgot that he made many genders. Perhaps these genders evolved over time like the evolutionists believe a lungfish crawled out of the primordial ooze. Perhaps Woody Allen was right and God is an underachiever. What did Biden mean when he said, "You were created in the image of God"? How many images does God have? Are they made in the image of God before or after they are surgically mutilated and or chemically altered? Maybe God realized he made a big mistake, so he created doctors with surgery skills and invented chemicals to alter his original creation. People who choose to advise and counsel others to mutilate and chemically alter themselves are perhaps worse than those who do it. Who's harmed the most by these lies? Perhaps children. These unfortunate children are born in the wrong gender, apparently due to some mistake by God, and the only thing that can help them is a lifetime of surgery and chemical experimentation, and they must fight constantly throughout their lives for acceptance into the correct gender. They were born male, but want to be female, then women want them off their soccer and swim teams, not to mention their basketball teams. They are very unwelcome in the locker rooms of female athletes. So Christians were outraged when the president declared Easter Sunday the Transgender Day of Visibility. In his press release announcing the proclamation, he said, quote, "I am proud to have appointed transgender leaders to my administration and to have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in our military," end quote. Why would he later disavow that proclamation? The president's political opponent called the president's action disgusting. The Speaker of the House told the press that the president had disrespected and insulted Christianity and his actions were, quote, outrageous. When a reporter called the speaker's statement to the attention of Mr. Biden, the president said, quote, "He is thoroughly misinformed. I didn't do that," end quote. Biden's handlers went on to explain that President Obama established the day in 2009, thus rendering it a mere coincidence. But that explanation strains credulity for Christians and even for conservatives in general. I suppose it was Easter's fault that it fell on such an important day. What does all this mean for our society today going forward? In practical terms, it means a society in which power and force, not self-rule and human rights or any universally accepted moral principle or universal objective truth, rule the day. The pagan ethos exhibited by this Democrat administration has always been a rejection of reason and objective moral truth. The pagan idea and pagan culture has existed across the span of human existence and has always fought truth for space in ruling our society. The creed can be summed up as nothing is true, everything is permitted. The Democrat Party, and Joe Biden in particular, it appears, are making war on Christianity, war on Christians, but there are other wars being waged by those people, such as the war on law and order. The war against Christians is epitomized by the proclamation of Transgender Day of Visibility on the holiest day of the year for Christians, Easter. The war on law and order is epitomized by the tragic death of 31-year-old New York City police officer Jonathan Diller. Officer Diller left a widow and an infant son after he was murdered by a man who had 21 prior arrests for violent felonies with no sentence to incarceration. He was running around New York City not only free but with a gun and a knife. There was a wake for Officer Diller in which former President Donald Trump attended. He went in and spoke to the widow and other family members. He gave a generous check to help pay off the family's mortgage. After the wake, he stopped and gave a brief 2-minute statement to those present. That 2 minutes, I would wager, were the finest 2 minutes of Donald Trump's public life. No vulgar demeanor, no narcissism, no lack of self-awareness, no mean tweets, no look at me, folks, kind of words. The statement was just compassion, tragedy, concern. We've got to stop this, he said. It's what America should expect from a leader and nothing more. Outside, waiting officers applauded when he came out. When he was going to his car, hundreds of officers cheered, chanted, "Trump, Trump." Do you think they chanted Trump because they all liked those distasteful traits? No, it was because at that moment in their grief, he was there. He was there for them. He was a leader. He was one of them. He was a compassionate voice to that man's wife and infant son. What about the other side of the political spectrum? President of the United States, Joe Biden. Well, folks, the difference could not be more stark. The president was across town meeting with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama for a fundraiser for Biden's presidential campaign. Tickets cost from $100,000 to $500,000 each, depending on the donor, with the goal of raising $25 million. Voters know all about Donald Trump because he's been in office. He's a known commodity. They know also he will not change, so they either love him or they hate him. On the other hand, they also know all about Joe Biden, who has obviously served as president. The people who applauded Trump most likely see Biden as a senile, corrupt, incompetent who doesn't care about any normal person and who has flooded the nation with illegal immigrants. Finally, folks, it's a spiritual war, all right. But there are many other wars, like the border of the U.S. and the actual war in Gaza and Ukraine. Come to think of it, those are probably spiritual as well. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Kessel. Thanks for listening.